First of all, I'd like to extend my deepest sympathy to Francis's wife, Kathleen, and sons, Michael and Joseph. I knew Francis very, very well for a long, long time.
He gave sterling service and in his day was talked about as a potential TD.
He was co-opted onto the Donegal County Council in 1980 when Sean McNeill stepped down because of work commitments, and he held that then until 1999. And a hard working councillor at the time, and done a lot of good work around the area at the time as well. We lost a seat to Thomas Kilday, who was a TD at the time in 1999.
In terms of the legacy of people like Francis, Brennan, Anthony, and I suppose it's something you reflect on a day like this, that those who put themselves up to serve at council level make huge contributions to their communities, and it's important that that's recognised.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, you know, as we all know, like the Brennan name here in Donegal is a very famous name. Like, as Father Joe was a TD from 1951 to 1980, and he held many positions, ministerial positions, and he was also Concordia from 1977 to 1980. So yeah, the Brennan family have played their part in a big way in politics in Donegal.